Baylor Scott & White, the College Station Medical Center, is having a ribbon cutting on a Wednesday afternoon. Brand new cancer center. If you can talk about the evolution of how we have, how y'all have gotten to this point to open up a cancer center here in College Station.
Absolutely. Like anything, people like to come to one place if they can. We've had great medical oncology care in place for many years. That's the chemotherapy side of things. And in January, we were able to add radiation therapy to the cancer service line here, our cancer center in College Station. So we have a complete comprehensive cancer center in College Station, and we'll have the official ribbon cutting and reception on Wednesday, February 22nd. At 4:30 here on our Rock Prairie campus.
A 10,000 square foot footprint, more than $6 million investment. You all are pretty serious about this.
Definitely serious. You know, you hear the word cancer, that's a bad word. When we want to be able to support the Brazos Valley and keep people closer to home. If you look at the facts, 1 in 3 people leave Brazos Valley for their cancer care. And we'd like to keep them closer to home, close to their family, close to their friends, close to their church members. That social support is so important. So we've got the latest and greatest equipment, the linear accelerator, or the machine that delivers the radiation therapy treatments. It's the fastest machine in the Brazos Valley, and also it only impacts the cancerous tissue, spares the healthy tissue, and gets hopefully our patients back to doing the things they like to do more quickly.
If you can talk a little bit about the planning process and the execution of putting this cancer center together at the Baylor Scott & White College Station Center.
Sure. So when we opened our new hospital, our new clinic over 3.5 years ago, cancer was always in the planning and the program stage. With the support of the community, we started planning about 18 months ago, and we had a shelled area within our Rock Prairie clinic adjacent to the hospital. We started the planning process. With that, we were able to add a local physician to our team, Dr. Bobby Baines. He brought an expertise with radiation therapy and came over, and the equipment selection process was started, as well as the build-out. We got input from many of patients, our nurses, our doctors, because we wanted it to be a place of healing, a place of warmth, and I hope for those who get to come out on next Wednesday, the 22nd, they see that. They see the great equipment and the brick and mortars, but they have a feeling, a place of healing, a place of hope in our new cancer center.
Which was going to be my next question, because it is more than just about the equipment and about the medical side of the of cancer.
You're exactly right. Is people, you know, patients come, they might not be able to know they got the right treatment or they got the right medicine. They know if you got treated well, and we treat each person like their family, individual. We were awarded the best patient satisfaction scores, top 5% in the nation, not here in Brazos County, but in the nation at the 95th percentile. And we do that each patient one at a time, individualized care. It's a culture of hope, servanthood, that we've been put in place with our new campus when we opened in 2013.
Which are all things that I'm guessing permeates throughout the whole Baylor Scott & White system, and something that maybe it's a friendly competition, but obviously something that's serious throughout the whole organization.
Absolutely. We talk about our patient satisfaction, or a different way to say it, how happy our patients are across the whole Baylor Scott & White system, which is the largest not-for-profit in the state of Texas. Highly competitive, and we like to be at the forefront of that, and College Station leads the pack. But it's not the administrative team, the CEO, the doctor. It's the complete team, from the nurse to the housekeeper, to the technician, to the physician. We're all believe in team-based medicine, and use an analogy, putting our oars in the water and all rowing in the right direction for each patient that we're fortunate to care for.
Something else I've noticed in the news release, there's a paragraph that states part of your commitment includes Baylor Scott & White Research Institute's investment in new approaches to ensure patients have access to the latest treatment protocols and clinical trials. More than 2,000 active research projects among 60 different specialties available. That's quite a mouthful.
It is quite a mouthful. You know, there's not a cure for cancer yet. There's just treatment. And Baylor Scott & White believes in putting money back into research so we can find that next cure. So while the care will be personalized in College Station, it will be supported by the entire Baylor Scott & White system, including doctors, nurses, researchers, And those 2,000 active research projects that you mentioned, we get access to that research, so hopefully we can apply that to help somebody out right here in Brazos County. Even though it may happen in Dallas, Texas, or Waco, or somewhat, we were able to bring that expertise right here to the Brazos Valley. So it's a great support from a system down to a local level.
And what's the cooperative arrangement that you have in College Station with the other parts of the Baylor Scott & White system?
You know, the best way to explain that, Bill, would be like an extended family. You know, I'm here in College Station, and my mom and dad are up in the Dallas-Fort Worth there. That's where I grew up. So our physicians and our nurses collaborate with other physicians and nurses of the same service specialty and able to say, hey, I've got this patient. Can you look at them with me? Let's collaborate around their plan of care, their treatment, so we can personalize it and make it better. So you're getting the expertise of not one or two, but the expertise of the entire system. And then as research is developed and aha moments are found, let's share those. So that may happen somewhere else, but information is power, and we pride ourselves in over-communicating among the Baylor Scott & White greater family.
And then coming back around with another reminder about the ribbon cutting and reception and what people will be seeing when they come on Wednesday.
What they're going to see is we're going to have a few opening comments, just kind of giving some of the details that you've hit on today, and then we're going to open it up and tour them and let them see the warmth of the cancer center, and then we'll have our nurses and doctors there, and they may have questions around cancer care or what do we do here. So we'll have our folks there ready to answer questions, but just an opportunity to show our new center and our commitment to bringing the next level of health care to the Brazos Valley, and we're excited to share that with the community.
Anything else that I've missed that we need to tell listeners?
The last thing I would touch on is that we, no matter if you're in our clinics or cancer center in the hospital, we're connected by the same electronic medical record that is supported on your mobile device. So what's great is you've got your medical record with you the whole time. So if you have to go see a different doctor, you can pull that up and show them maybe the medication that you're on, the treatment you're on. That way the care that you need is seamless and integrated. We pride ourselves on that.